10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info.
Running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Susan Wacky.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. I am Susan Wacky, your host, and if you want to stream our show on the web, go to aginginforadio.com and click that listen button right there on our homepage. Well, it is vitamin D. It's often called the sunshine vitamin and is definitely an important nutrient. And it behaves like a hormone in the body, playing a crucial role in supporting and maintaining bone health. And actually, evidence shows that people with higher levels of vitamin D may even live longer. And my two guests today are going to talk about vitamin D and supplements so that we can all cruise right on down the road on our aging journey while we are maintaining our health. And I have two great guests today. My first guest is Dr. Wayne Chickowitz, also known as Doc Wayne, a naturopath and dietitian. Welcome, Doc Wayne.
Well, thank you, Sue, for inviting me here this afternoon.
I'm excited to have you on, and also Dr. Daniel Richard. Dr. Dan, a pharmacologist and clinical nutritionist. Welcome to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you very much, Sue. It's great to be here.
Well, there's a lot to learn about vitamin D and even supplements. And the thing that drives me crazy is the word natural. I mean, I think it's overused. What do you see, Doc Wayne?
Well, to have a supplement that is actually natural, I think, is a misnomer. What happens is they could just put a little bit of something into a supplement, and that really doesn't make it really natural, although they can use the word natural. So, you know, we see this in soda pops where they'll say natural ingredients, and sometimes it's just a little psst that goes in there, and now all of a sudden it's natural. And we have to be very careful when we look at supplements to see if that supplement truly is natural.
Yeah, I agree with Dr. Wayne. Sometimes in these products, you have the precursor to the actual natural hormone. So, for example, vitamin D, and there are two parts to vitamin D. There's D2 and D3. And very often, it's the D2 that they will put into some pills, and still we need an enzyme in our liver and in our kidney in order to transform that into D3. So they call it natural, but it's not really natural. It comes from a natural product. Fish and plants do have D2 in it, but where we really get it is from the sun.
Yeah, the sunshine. I mean, it has to absolutely touch your skin to turn into vitamin D, from what I've learned.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we have to be careful if it's a cloudy day.
All right.
You know, you're not going to get the amount of vitamin D that you need.
Well, it doesn't penetrate the clouds.
And I think an interesting study was done years ago when children were coming down with degeneration of the bone when they were developing rickets.
Correct.
And the problem was, you know, how could children in today come down with this problem of having degeneration of the bone? And they had found what really was happening is that the mothers were taking their children out to the playground or sending them out to the beach, and they were lathering themselves up with the sunscreen.
Correct.
So much that the sun wasn't penetrating through to give them the vitamin D that they needed, and they came down with rickets.
That's correct.
See,
yep.
You've got either skin cancer with the sunscreen.
Right, right.
Or without the sunscreen, or lack of vitamin
correct.
D with it. So it's always, you got to juggle a little bit there to fully understand it. But you are a clinical pharmacologist, and
yes.
A lot of doctors will recommend a pharmaceutical grade of vitamin D. Do you recommend that over a supplement?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the supplements, if they contain D3, so our supplements that we have do contain D3, and that is what I would recommend. That is pharmaceutically ready in order to take it and actually be used as vitamin D3. So I would prefer that to any other supplement that may just have vitamin D2 in it. If it just says vitamin D, oh, I would be careful.
Yeah, be very careful
because that is not what you really want. It has to say it on the label.
Yeah,
and I think there's a lot of things that we need to look at. When you look at a supplement, you know, is it the most expensive supplement that you should get or the cheapest supplement that you should get? And I would go right somewhere right in the middle. Mm-hmm. You don't need the most expensive and you don't want the cheapest one. And we have found there was a study not too long ago, a few months ago, that some of these stores that give out supplements, and I'm not going to name them, but they're out there. And they found that when they were checking how much of the supplement truly was in that product, zero.
Zero. Zero to, very little to zero.
Zero to very little.
Zero to very little. I'm here with Doc Wayne and Dr. Dan, and their practice is the Advanced Center for Health and Pain Management, and their website is achpm.com. I mean, there's so much to be said about vitamins and minerals, and I do believe so much of that comes from really healthy food, and if you can grow it in your own garden, which is always a luxury.
You're right, Sue. You know, if you eat right, that's probably the foundation. But how many people today, the standard American diet is called SAD, S-A-D, and it's because of what people are eating. And because they're eating so much of the wrong food or the fast food out there, they're really not getting the true nutrients that our grandparents got when they were cooking with different utensils that we're cooking with today. The chemicals that are in the foods, the insecticides, the pesticides that's being used today is so much different than, 100 years ago or 50 years ago. So the amount of nutrients that you're actually getting from an orange or from a grapefruit is greatly reduced than it was 50 years ago. So we have to have some supplementation in our diet.
Right.
And what do you find, most people are deficient in? What are the top vitamins or minerals?
Number one, I think most people are deficient in vitamin D.
I agree.
And I think number two would be magnesium.
Right.
We see a great amount of individuals that have a very, very low level of magnesium. And these are the people, magnesium, if you're deficient in it, headaches. How many people get headaches? Migraine headaches, muscle cramps, Charlie horses.
All of those things.
And if you crave chocolate, it's usually a magnesium deficiency.
Interesting. Now, how much magnesium should you have every day?
I would say about 700 milligrams.
I'd agree.
Not 700 pills?
No, not 700 pills, 700 milligrams.
But Sue, here's what you have to look at. What is the serving dosage on the bottle?
Serving size.
Serving size. People will come into our office and they said, I went to ABC drugstore and they had, a bottle of 120 calcium tablets there.
Right.
And I got it for $4.99 plus a free bottle. Well, we look at what the serving size is, and for those people, they may have had to take six tablets a day because it's so small, each capsule. So you're thinking you're getting a great deal where you could just take one tablet of something that maybe we carry in our office or that you get at a health food store, and it'll have more milligrams or micrograms or international units than what you bought at the grocery store.
Right. For example, also there are other minerals and vitamins in there that you may or may not want to take. So you kind of need to be careful about that because very often the companies will put in several different substances, half of which you don't need. Mm-hmm. And so what we do in our office is to make sure that we're giving the patients exactly what they need. And another one of the ones that are deficient would be, especially for older individuals, would be B6. Vitamin B6 and magnesium are so important as cofactors for all of the metabolic processes that we need every day, our biochemistry, our physiology, in order to make ATP, which is the fuel of the body, which comes from glucose, first of all, we need a sufficient amount of B vitamins. And in our older patients, they are so deficient in B vitamins. And that is because they're taking so many medications.
I was just going to say that. It's the medications.
Deplete the body.
If you're on more than six meds,
you're going to be deficient in that.
You're going to. And if you're on a statin drug, coenzyme
Q10.
You need the CoQ10. So if you're taking medications, you got to be careful because what are you depleting?
That's correct.
How are they working together, or are they working together, is really the question. But you had said, Dr. Dan, you find out from your patients exactly what they need as far as vitamins and how do you do that?
Well, we can actually measure them, first of all. There are tests that one can utilize to measure the amount in there.
And we're going to hold that thought, and we're going to get back to this. We're going to find out exactly how they find that out coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio with Doc Wayne and Dr. Dan.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Reject the notion that when people age, they're no longer active or productive. Embrace the revolutionary concept of senior living with Bright Oaks Group. A researched new approach to elder care, Bright Oaks differs from other senior communities. We believe all people possess potential no matter our age. Only a handful of master suites are available at the state-of-the-art Bright Oaks community in Aurora. Reserve your suite today. Call 630-892-8800 or visit brightoaksgroup.com to see what senior living can be in Chicagoland.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center. 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and we are talking about that sunshine vitamin today, vitamin D. And this segment here is sponsored by O'Connor and Associates. He is your safe money man. If you are becoming eligible for Social Security, you want to give John O'Connor a call at 847-274-2681. The decision that you make when to take Social Security will impact your financial future for the rest of your life. So make sure you give John O'Connor a call at 847-274-2681. Dr. Dan, we left off with exactly what people need. And I mean, I think that's very important because as a consumer, when you think of vitamins and supplements, we have so many choices, it creates confusion.
Yes, it certainly does. And one of the problems that we have is that many of the companies will list the plant or the vitamin or mineral, but not give you the exact amount that's in that particular product. So it needs to be standardized to contain a certain percentage of active ingredient. And that's what we look for in our products. So, for example, it's called proprietary blend. I might as well just say, that. It's called a proprietary blend, and they don't really list as what you really need. Now, we have in our office, of course, and in our textbooks, many of my students will be tested upon how much they actually need, but it all depends upon your age. It depends upon your diet. It depends upon several different things, but all of those things can be measured. We can actually measure blood, urine, saliva, testing, and each of these nutrients require a certain amount in the body in order to maintain health and prevent disease.
Well, there you go. And look at Doc Wayne and Dr. Dan here that I'm with right here on Aging Info Radio. You both take these vitamins and supplements.
Yes,
look at the youth.
Thank you very much. How nice of her to say that.
Yes, I mean, that's so important to have somebody that can measure that and steer you with taking these so that you're getting maximum benefit. Because a lot of times I think you start taking them, you don't feel any different.
Right, right.
So you think, why am I taking this?
Why am I taking this? You know what we do in our practice is we have them brown bag it. And by brown bagging, I mean they put into a bag everything that they're taking. Drugs, supplements, botanicals, and any other chemicals. And then we take a look at what they're taking and look at the interactions, look at the nutrients that are depleted by these medications. And that's really mostly what I do in our practice is to look at the pharmaceuticals and interactions with the nutrients as well as the botanicals or herbs. And I think that's very important that, you know, I have some come in and they will have 10 different products, each containing a certain amount of vitamin B that they don't really know because it says pyridoxal phosphate instead of B6. So I know that that's B6, but they don't know it's B6. And so what we do then is to say, okay, don't take this one, don't take that one. Let's take more of this and less of that. So it's extremely important that you talk with a clinician or with a nutritionist to get a really good idea of what you need. And, for example, I spend a lot of time in nursing homes, and I have been able to affect change in their behavior by simply looking at their tongue, looking at the corners of their mouth, and to see if the tongue is grooved or there's callosis or cracks in the corner of their mouth. And those are the things that we do just looking at a person. Yeah. And I can tell if they're dehydrated or if they're, you know, if they need a B vitamin. So symptomatically, it's important also to look at these patients, their symptoms.
Well, so I think, too, the interaction with the taking medication.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's really what makes them depleted of vitamins.
Well, you know,
Sue, vitamins,
years ago, we used to have Lawrence Welk, right? And Lawrence Welk was the band leader. And to me, Lawrence Welk was your general practitioner, your family doctor. And the patient would go to the family doctor, and he would kind of, you know, walk through that patient and watch that patient from the time maybe even delivered you to the time, you were going to college or even having your own family. Today, we don't have Lawrence Welk. What we do is we have all these specialized fields. So you have your cardiologist, you have your psychiatrist, mm-hmm. you have your internist, and on and on and on. And every time you go to see one of those specialists, they may prescribe a medication for you. And the problem is you have no one really following you, watching mm-hmm. what's going on. So you got the podiatrist giving you something, the dentist giving you something, the internist, and on and on and on. So when you brown bag it, how many times they'll come into our office and they're taking psychotropic drugs,
sure.
maybe four or five.
Sure.
And
same thing.
And what we're saying is this is drug interaction with what's going on. And that's what Dr. Dan does in the office. He'll take a look at it and he'll say, my goodness, you know, you got to talk to your cardiologist or you have to talk to your internist because you're taking the same drug from this other doctor.
And it gets more complicated as they age and they're not feeling good and they're taking the medication.
And look at all the money that these people are spending.
And it's a downward spiral.
Right.
Actually, I mean, I'm very familiar with that. I see that a lot. And like you said, in the elderly or the people that are just one medication after another or someone is on 15 medications,
they're going to
how
so
can
many
this
specialists.
Work?
Yeah.
This
so
is a show in itself.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
definitely a show.
That is. Drug-induced nutrient interactions that we have. And it's just very important.
Let's go back to magnesium. How do you get magnesium, and can you get it in food?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, chocolate.
Chocolate. It's lunch food.
Dark chocolate.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, good dark chocolate.
Yeah. Good dark chocolate gives you enough, or how much do you need?
Well, pretty much we get enough of it in this country pretty much all the time. There are places on Earth that don't get enough of it. But fish products and meat products, in fact, pretty much everything has a little magnesium in it. So we generally get enough per day. But there are, again, individuals who are taking medications who need magnesium in order to be a cofactor for the biochemical processes. Therefore, that magnesium is depleted, and they need to be supplemental. Now, a lot of people are taking CalMag, which is calcium and magnesium together, which is fine because they kind of help each other be absorbed, et cetera. But there are some patients who can't absorb it well enough because the intestinal mucosa is not appropriately lined with mucus and with an epithelial lining. So there are things that can happen, and they may have diarrhea or they may vomit.
That's the problem. When people go out to get their magnesium and they don't follow our recommendation, all of a sudden they'll come back and they'll say, you know, I've had a lot of diarrhea. Well, magnesium relaxes muscles. It's great for anxiety and stress and people that are under this hard-working 12-hour-a-day person that can't sleep at night. So magnesium is great, but at the same time, it also relaxes the colon, and you could have a little, you know, milk of magnesia, right?
The
magnesium. Or Epsom salt. You know, what does Epsom, when you have someone coming into our office that has low back pain, what we do is we tell them to take a sitz bath with some Epsom salt. What's in the Epsom salt?
Magnesium.
Right. Yeah.
And there's such a problem with the mixing of drug interactions.
Oh, it's huge. It is actually, I want to make it another course at our school.
Well, even with taking supplements and with the medications you're taking, people don't know where to go. They need to go to Doc Wayne and Dr. Dan, and that website is achpm.com. Give out your phone numbers at the 630 number.
630-833-4007.
Yes, you're located in Villa Park, the Advanced Center for Health and Pain Management. I mean, there's so much to be said about the boomers aging because we are the ones that are no longer really willing to follow 100% doctor orders.
Well, that's true, Sue. Yeah. Today we see one of the major problems that I see with our seniors is osteoporosis. We see it in our office. When people come in, we do an X-ray on them, and we see these little holes in the bones that are developing. And these people are really in need of another mineral, and that mineral being calcium. And where are they getting their calcium from? There's so many calciums out there. There's calcium citrate, calcium lactate.
Calcium confusion.
Confusion. Yeah.
And if they're getting the wrong type of calcium, it's not really going to help them.
It's only absorbed 20%.
That's where falls, all that comes in. We were talking about that sunshine vitamin today, vitamin D, with Doc Wayne and Dr. Dan right here on Aging Info Radio. We have so much more to cover and learn from both of my guests today, so stay right there. We will be right back.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids, with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check? check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor and Associates free seminar. You'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat. Call now.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating, but with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit alternativesforseniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or alternativesforseniors.com.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantisprop.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, opportunity dances with those already on the dance floor. I'm here with Doc Wayne and Dr. Dan, and we are talking about the sunshine vitamin today, or lack of it. And a big part of having a deficiency in vitamin D, calcium, and I've learned magnesium is falls and osteoporosis. So let's talk about that. Dr. Danner.
Well, how many people do you know who have had hip fractures in your life, right?
Many.
All right.
It's common.
And people usually think that, you know, grandma was walking and she must have tripped on something and she fell and broke her hip. Well, did that really happen in that scenario? Did grandma break her hip and cause then for her to fall? And that's what the problem is. If we don't have enough strength, tensile strength in those bones, and they become osteoporotic, the bones crack, the person falls and breaks their hip.
Yep.
So calcium is really important, and inside that calcium bottle should be some
vitamin D.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So vitamin D and calcium have to go together. There's no question about it. In fact, I suppose we could talk about the bisphosphonate group of drugs, which are given to patients who have osteoporosis in order to stop the process. And I think we need to talk about the process a little bit. What happens in terms of the reabsorption of calcium. It's taken away from bone. And that's what happens as we age. And without the vitamin D and without the calcium in the body, vitamin D's job is to put calcium into the body. But if you don't have enough in there, where's it going to go get it? From the bone, unfortunately. So you need both vitamin D3 and calcium in your products in order to prevent osteoporosis.
You know, I always go back to the medication side because I really think and along with side effects, they really need to put in these medications what it depletes your body of. And maybe that's very advanced thinking. I don't know, but it's so important to know that if you're taking a medication, you know, what is it? Okay, so it's helping over here. And, of course, now we've gotten all the side effects on TV, and you think, well, maybe I shouldn't even take it or go see Doc Wayne or Dr. Dan, right?
Right.
Here's one of the problems. When they're taking, they'll go to their doctor, and their doctor will put them on, they're having osteoporosis, and all of a sudden they'll put them on a drug.
Yes.
All right, let's talk a little bit about
that. Okay, let's talk about those bisphosphonate drugs, and I suppose I could give the name, like the Fosmax or Beneva. You see that on television all the time. Now, I'm not completely against pharmaceuticals, of course, because that's my area of interest. However, now physicians do put on the bottle and on the prescription that they give to their patient must be taken with calcium and vitamin D3. That is absolutely right on the label now. Because it wasn't before.
It was not.
So great
before.
To hear that.
Yeah. So you were right. When you said what you just said, I said, "Oh yeah, she's on the right track," because these pills do decrease the resorption of calcium from bone, and it keeps the calcium on the bone. However, if you don't have enough calcium in your system. And vitamin D3 in your system, then that whole process is not going to work well because there's not going to be any more vitamin D, calcium and vitamin D interaction to put calcium back onto your bone. And so there are some studies, Dr. Wayne. I know you and I have talked about this for so many times about those drugs.
You know, Sue, if we were remodeling your house and Dr. Dan came there and he started stripping your kitchen and he says, well, don't worry because Dr. Wayne's going to come here in the afternoon and he's going to fix it all up. And I don't show up. And the next day he takes care of your bathroom. And then the following day it's the living room. And before you know it, you have a whole bunch of holes all over the place. All right, that's osteoporosis because nobody's going in there to fix it. And what do we need the material to fix it with is calcium. Now, imagine this. All right, we now have the calcium, but now Dr. Dan's working and he's tearing everything apart and I'm his boss and I come over there and I said, Dr. Dan, what are you working so hard for? Slow down, relax a little bit. That's what the drug does. It slows down the process, but there is no calcium there. That's why you need the calcium to rebuild what we're tearing down.
Like the chicken before the egg.
Right.
No, that's correct. That's correct.
Preventative is making sure that you have enough calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D, which leads me to another great question I want to know. You know, coming up here next, we're going to talk about herbs. There's a lot to learn in that area, especially as Eastern and Western medicine meet maybe halfway or right in the middle, hopefully, right?
Absolutely. It's bigger and bigger in this country every day.
Botanicals are big.
Yep.
Well, this is Aging Info Radio, and we are going to address herbs coming up next. And now a few words from our sponsors.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers is the one place where Medicare-eligible seniors are treated like they are part of a family. GenCare provides a one-stop shop for all senior medical services, including compassionate primary care, on-site x-ray and imaging, prescription services, specialty care, and courtesy transportation for those who qualify. GenCare patients love their doctors. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com for more information.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
A revolutionary new kind of senior living, Bright Oaks is a firm departure from stagnant elder care. At Bright Oaks, we say, life happens here. We celebrate each moment as an opportunity for growth and joy, and each person as an active, participating member of our community. Only a handful of master suites are available at the state-of-the-art Bright Oaks community in Aurora. Reserve your suite today. Call 630-892-8800 or visit brightoaksgroup.com to see what senior living can be in Chicagoland.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
This segment is brought to you by ControlMyCare.info. If high deductibles are affecting you using your health insurance, ControlMyCare.info can help, offering significant discounts on the most commonly used health care services such as consultations, teledoc, dental vision, lab testing, CT scans, MRI, chiropractic, nutrition, wellness, and so much more. You can join thousands of members who offset their out-of-pocket costs at ControlMyCare.info. That is ControlMyCare.info. I'm here with Doc Wayne and Dr. Dan. We are talking about vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, calcium and magnesium, even vitamin B today, how to stay healthy with supplements as you move on down the aging journey. But let's talk about herbal supplements. Mm-hmm. What do you see here?
All right. Well, one of my favorite courses at National University of Health Sciences is to provide the students with a course in botanical medicine. And that course in botanical medicine, we talk about the active ingredient within each of those products. So each of the products has to be standardized to contain a certain percentage of whatever it is in the flower, the root, the seed, the stem, the leaf. And you can't just have an herb that says, here is a proprietary blend of milk thistle, let's say, milk thistle, which is good for the liver, by the way, in older mm-hmm. individuals too. So milk thistle has to contain 70% Silymarin. And that particular ingredient is sometimes not in the product that you're buying at one of the stores because it doesn't say so on the label. And it has to be standardized to contain this certain percentage of active ingredient. I think herbs are wonderful. They are not as – they don't have as many adverse effects as do the pills, pharmaceuticals. They – last a little bit longer, and here's the really nice part about the botanicals and herbs, is that they add to the structure of the organ system. Let me take, for example, hawthorn. Hawthorn crataegus is a wonderful botanical, especially for the heart. Cardiovascular disease in older people is huge. And so what hawthorn will do is not only have a pharmaceutical effect on a receptor in the heart to make it contract more vigorously, but it also makes the heart stronger. And that is key to the herbals versus the pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, well, we could have a whole show on the difference of the two. What do you think, Doc Wayne?
For instance, also, you have to see, is the product standardized? If it's not standardized, you don't know really the amount of the active ingredients that's in that product. Also, where is it coming from? For instance,
good.
Echinacea.
Good.
You know, echinacea. Is it coming from the root? Is it coming from the stem?
Mm-hmm.
Is it coming from the flower? And if the active ingredient is indeed from the root and you're getting all
the flower,
you're getting very little of that. So, yes, it could be $1.99 at the store compared to the health food store where it's three or four times more. But you'll say, well, you know what? I tried that herbal or that botanical and it really didn't work for me. Well, maybe because you weren't getting the active ingredient. You were getting the stem when you should have gotten the root.
That's exactly correct. And a lot of these studies that I will read will utilize the wrong in a part of the plant. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the active ingredient is not in the stem. It is for cinnamon, for example, but it is not for echinacea, which is the root. So that's very important.
Now, your mother, Millie, Doc Wayne, is 89 years young.
She is.
And she's very healthy. And what have you care for her? What do you, or move her along?
I started her on supplements back when I started the naturopathic school at National College of Naturopathic Medicine back in 1976. And I started her when I started taking my first nutrition course there. And I start putting her on a multiple vitamin. I started putting her on some chelated vitamins that were there. And she's 89 years old, and her mind is there. She still walks to the grocery store, and she's still in very, very good health at the age of 89. And that, I really believe, is because of my supplements to her for all those years. And I've been taking supplements, and people think I was crazy because I probably take 12 supplements a day. But, you know, compared to some of the people that I've gone to school with that have hip replacements and knee replacements and are on a whole bunch of medications, and here I am taking nothing, I think at the age of 60 is pretty darn good.
It yeah, sure I think is. There's so much. So what would you say to encourage the fountain of youth? You've just done that with your mother, Millie. I mean, just from supplements.
I think it's important to find a nutritional counselor like Dr. Dan and myself. Come into our office where we can sit down with you. Brown bag it. Come in with your supplements. Dr. Dan can go over your medications with you and see if you're not having drug interaction. And at the same time, take a look at the supplements. What does, for instance, if you're taking a statin drug, you're going to be deficient in coenzyme Q10.
Yes.
So that's one of the things we'll add to your regimen is some coenzyme Q10 in our office if you are on a statin drug. So that's really important to come into an office that does nutritional counseling and talk to us and see what do you really need in your, if you're not getting it in your diet.
That's
hard. It's very difficult to get all this in your diet if you're the average American. And I mean, sugar's another culprit that just does so much havoc on the diet. And I'm sure there's some sugar in that dark chocolate you were talking about, right, Dr. Dan?
Well, at least in the lighter chocolate.
But have you noticed that the soda pops are going from fructose back to sugar? Interesting.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
All of it's very interesting. We are progressing, absolutely, as we move on down the road on our aging journey. We are talking about the sunshine vitamin and all types of supplements today right here on Aging Info Radio. And I'm going to get Dr. Dan and Doc Wayne's words of wisdom coming up next.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center. 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, my guests today are Dr. Wayne Chickowitz, naturopath and dietitian, and Dr. Daniel Richardson, who is a pharmacologist and clinical nutritionist. Two men so wise. You know so much about the whole nutritional, vitamin D, magnesium, calcium, all the supplements. But I would like your words of wisdom, Dr. Dan, for the day.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I'm ready for this, too.
Oh, yeah. You ready for this, too?
All right. Let's.
All right. First of all, I think diet and exercise are extremely important for the older individual. To prevent osteoporosis, of course, you need to exercise. And I think we need to eat four or five meals per day, but eat smaller meals and eat smaller meals more often and take your time while eating it. And don't rush it. Let's sit down at table and use a knife and a fork if we can and eat in peace. And then the nutrients are going to be absorbed. Now, if we don't do that, if we aren't able to do that, if we are taking many medications, my key is drug interactions and drug-induced nutrient depletions. I want our patients to know which nutrient is depleted by the drugs that they are taking and which are the interactions with the other botanicals and supplements they might be taking.
Well, hopefully we are moving that way, Dr. Dan. And Doc Wayne, your words of wisdom.
Well, ditto, Dr. Dan. I'll tell you, you know, I think the listeners out there, if you have a family, a young family, stop taking them to fast food. Start cooking at home. Start buying organic. If you can, go to the store and buy the organic. I know it's a little bit more expensive, but in the long run, it's going to be very, very helpful for your children and for your family. And I think that chewing is very important. I remember in school, chew 20 times before you swallow.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you both for being my guest today. You have a lot to teach and being my guest on Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue.
And imagine having to move from your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment and all. You have to do it all by yourself. Now, imagine doing it when you are 80. Where would you start and who would you call? You would call Mark Rantis. He is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to getting your home sold, he will connect you with all the trusted professionals to make it very super smooth. A super smooth transition? Call Mark at 847-606-5272. And on all my shows, I do talk about Paws Chicago. They are the no-kill shelter where you can adopt or foster dogs and cats. And this week, my Paws pooch is Mopsy, a four-month-old male Mountain Cur mix. Go to pawschicago.org and check out Mopsy, who is waiting with his paws crossed and tail wagging. He is such a handsome pooch. He will not be around long. Give Paws a call at 773-935-PAWS. Yes, Daisy Mae, that is Mopsy. And thank you for listening today. I do hope you learned a lot from Doc Wayne and Dr. Dan. The Advanced Center for Health and Pain Management in Villa Park is at 630-833-4007. Their website is achpm.com. I am Susan Wacky, your host, and until we meet again next time, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
Reject the notion that when people age, they're no longer active or productive. Embrace the revolutionary concept of senior living with Bright Oaks Group. A researched new approach to elder care, Bright Oaks differs from other senior communities. We believe all people possess potential no matter our age. Only a handful of master suites are available at the state-of-the-art Bright Oaks community in Aurora. Reserve your suite today. Call 630-892-8800 or visit brightoaksgroup.com to see what senior living can be in Chicagoland.
It's news, opinion, insight. It's AM 560, The Answer. WIND, Chicago.